Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
Y'all smoking the competition. Oh, on, tell man. Me how that feel, baby. Oh,
stop it, Rich. Stop it.
Ricky Rose. Going. I'm going to do keep my going. Ricky Rose.
Huh? Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have a new manager for our Atlanta Braves, Walt Weiss. And Zeno and I have not even really had a chance to dive in because the NFL has been just moving with the trade deadline now about an hour away. Bottom line, guys, Jets are sellers today, big time. Cowboys are buyers. They have added a couple of players, including Quinnen Williams from the Jets, the big defensive tackle, very talented player. But meanwhile, the Jets' future draft picks, they are stacking first-round and second-round picks for 26 and 27, as this rebuild is real for them. Outside of Sauce Gardner, Quinnen Williams being traded, a couple of other moves I think we mentioned.
Raheed Shaheed.
Raheed Shaheed.
From the Saints heading over to
Seattle. That happens.
How many more receivers do they need?
Well, they need another weapon outside of Njigba. That's what I think this is for. I think they have another guy now that can stretch the field, and it gives Sam Darnold another weapon. With that offense. Look, Seattle, we'll see them in a few weeks. They're really good. Defensively, another good, stout football
team.
Really good defensively. I know. So I think that's what they're trying to do there. But those two big deals have been talked about. We did have a couple of other moves, and I'm just going through here taking a look because we'll run down all of this for you at 4 o'clock once all of this stuff becomes official. But the Falcons have not done anything. And as we count down, I do not believe as we speak right now that they're going to do anything. Now, they did sign a kicker today, as we mentioned. And somebody said, well, Dukes and Bell, you know, Duke, that's isn't that something? You had to. you had to. You had to sign Zane, okay? And I say that because Parker Romo, with the letdown of the extra point, it feels like he let the entire city and certainly the Falcons organization down. Zeno said it. Doesn't mean we win the game. But in that moment, think about where you were Sunday. He hits that extra point. We've got new life. You have held them to 3 points in the second half.
I want to see how the rest of that game played out.
Yes.
Being 24-24. The Patriots may have gone right down the field and kicked the field goal. They may have done things. Look, if it's tied, they have more urgency on offense, right? They're not just going to run and kill the clock and force the clock to be the 12th defender on the field, right, against the Falcons' offense. So I would have loved to have seen how that would have played out. Maybe the Falcons give up a field goal and they lose 27-24. Okay, fine. But, you know, we certainly have a different look on things if it goes down like that, comparatively speaking to what we had now, given the missed extra point and the snap that wasn't.
That's
and I said, that, look, the other part of that play that bothered me.
Which one?
The snap. Like, Penix, the game is on the line, man. Like, I know you You can't take a sack there.
He panicked.
But, like, you didn't do anything. You just immediately threw the ball into the ground like it was a clock play. Like, I felt like he should have tried. Use your legs. Try to spin. Do something. Do something. But, I mean, even if he does get sacked, right, we all know it's not on him. The ball was snapped. Somebody's right on top. I just felt like something in that moment should have been tried more than poof, right in the ground.
Ra is right. I think he said this yesterday. You might have asked him this question. when he said,
in fact, I did.
Right idea.
Yeah.
But he's got to know where to go with the football.
Yes.
Because
Pajon was right to his left.
Yes.
Pitts was too far downfield at that point for it to be, you know, close enough to an actionable receiver in that, because
he's
all he was trying to do was he was trying to do was put it in the ground, but I'm not putting anything 100% on Penix in there, but I felt like do something, man. Try to win your team the game.
Yeah, I thought in that moment he panicked, and that's that word, you know, people are like, oh, but that's what it felt like. It was like, oh crap, I'm just throwing this away, and you realize what the consequences are, which was a 10-yard penalty.
And it's not an easy play. I'm not saying it was easy. I'm not saying he had a lot of options or anything, but I would have liked to have seen something.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down. Let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Who had the Cardinals covered in the first half? Me! Oh, me! I know it's crazy, right? They beat the Cowboys 27-17. Jacoby Brissett, Zeno, 21 of 31, 261, two touchdowns. And all of a sudden, Marvin Harrison Jr. looks like Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
Why can't Kyler Murray do this?
I don't know. Those two don't seem to be on the same playbook sometimes. But when you put the ball in 18's hands, he's pretty good.
7 balls, 96 yards, a touchdown. This was one of them. Let me hear Jacoby Brissett cooking.
Brissett takes the snap. Play fake. Looks over the middle. Throws wide open. Harrison caught for a touchdown. What a first half for Jacoby Brissett and Marvin Harrison Jr. They've made it look easy on that drive and on that touchdown pass. 9-0 Cardinals.
Now, ironically, Jonathan Gannon came out and said Kyler Murray is still the Cards' starting quarterback. Maybe you haven't watched Cardinals football, but Jacoby Brissett the last few weeks has given them opportunities to win. And last night, I thought he was brilliant in that game against the Cowboys. Just delivering the ball when it needed to be, stood in the pocket, took some hits. Here is Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Cardinals, talking about that he couldn't remember the last time he felt this.
It feels good. I'm looking at my watch, and I don't know the last time we won. You know, it's and it falls on me. You know, at the bye, I'm sitting in the shower thinking about it, like, how did I let this happen? You know, but that's what everybody in there takes that attitude, honestly. So we got good guys. We got good coaches. They don't look to point fingers. You just keep plodding along. We hit a stretch of adversity. It is what it is, you know, but what are you going to do? You know, you're playing on Monday Night Football in Dallas. Let's go play our game, you know. And that's what they did, so I'm proud of them.
See, this is what I was saying earlier, and it's hard to compare and contrast these situations, but that's a team that lost 5 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
They were going
by a combined 13 points.
They've been going through it. And you don't think that they haven't thought about it? Cardinal fans are not saying fire everybody? Like, that's a team that just lost 5 in a row. 49ers, Seahawks, Titans, Colts, Packers. And then you go win on Monday night. And all of a sudden, okay, guess what? They have the same record we do.
Yeah, and as much as it might be fire everybody, more of the concern is, like, what does our quarterback situation look like going forward?
No, I agree.
Because when Jacoby Brissett gives you just as good as option to win as your starter, that's a problem. Sorry, Jacoby, but, like, you're not a starter in this league. And that shouldn't be the case.
Well, you paid Kyler all that money. You gave him a big bag just a couple of years ago. Hey, 4th and 1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Dave Archer's on the way, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons in less than 7 minutes. What about what Dan Quinn said about Jaden Daniels?
Oh.
Jaden Daniels, by the way, getting an MRI today. Big O and Day-Day, I'm not sure if there's any information out there about Jaden Daniels. If there is, let us know. But he's getting an MRI, dislocated elbow. The bottom line is Dan Quinn shouldn't have had him in the game.
Wrong. He absolutely should have.
Well, here's what Quinn said.
I know many of you have been asking about the thought process of Jaden being in the game in that situation. I get that. I've been thinking about it, honestly, nonstop, too, and, you know, for me, the answer is, man, I missed it. But I would you know, I'll fill you in on my thought process. At the start of the fourth quarter, I guess it was probably like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. And that was going to be the last drive for a couple of guys, Jaden and Zach and Debo and LT. And so we weren't going to have any read run plays, and meaning no carries, you know, for the quarterback on a run. And honestly, man, that's where I missed it. Of course, he could scramble. It's Jaden. It's what he's special at. And that is 100% that's on me.
I appreciate him taking the fall for it. That's not the right answer at all. There's not a single player who would, one, take himself out of the game, because we destroy players who do that, right? And yes, does the coach have the authority to say, sit down, you're not playing anymore? 100%. But everybody in this league understands, coaches and players alike, you play until the last whistle. You play until the clock hits zero.
Sure.
And you keep trying to win the game until the clock hits zero. I mean, if he had brought in a backup and just ran three plays, no one really would have batted an eye about it, ran three times and just killed the clock. But that's not what you do. That's not the expectation of anybody. You play the game, and as you said earlier, you play to win the game until the clock hits zero. I don't have a problem with him keeping him in there at all. I don't. I think he's...
Even with the game out of reach like that?
I think... Even with the game out of reach like that. Did Tom Brady ever come out of a game when the game was out of reach? I mean, you just, those are one, you can pull guys out of the game when you're winning, right? When you're losing, you try to win the game. It's easy to sit here in hindsight, 2020, say, shouldn't have been in the game. If he doesn't get hurt, would anybody have said, why didn't you pull him out? No one's saying that. No one's saying, every player knows the injury risk when they step on the field. Similar to cops, military, firefighters, they all understand the risks that come with their job. No one ever says, I'm not really getting involved in this one. Mm. And that's it's just, it's not the thought process. I don't believe Dan Quinn to be a loser, but that's a loser thought process.
All right. I think for him to own that.
I think he's fallen on a sword for everybody.
It's weighing on him, though, because everybody's saying, bro, that's the franchise. What are you doing? Hey, last but not least, Jerry Jones, after they lost last night, said this, and then today they went to work.
We certainly have made a trade, and we may make a couple of more trades before that deadline.
So you may make a couple of trades before the trade deadline?
Well, we've made one.
All right, you've made one.
We may.
And what was that for?
And we possibly could make two more, and I'm going to wait.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Let you read about that.
Okay.
When we send the papers in tomorrow.
Okay. Mm. Is the trade that you made and a trade that you're about to make, what are you trying to say that's going to do for the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Immediately, it will have them on the field, and it will address some of the things that have been our shortcomings.
Well, he improved his defensive line by getting Quinn and Williams.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.